England is one of the best supported teams in world football, but its fans have had little to cheer about for a while. More than half a century has passed since Geoff Hurst's hat-trick lifted England to victory in the 1966 FIFA World Cup final against West Germany. The tournament has handed in heartbreak for the Three Lions ever since, but in Sydney, Martin Lee Woods says no matter the results, England fans remain united.
Every year you hope they're going to get there, and then we've got less and less fervour in the competition every time. So every year, though, that's a good thing about England, I think. Every single time that it comes around, whether it be a World Cup or the Euros, you still go down to that pub with the same optimism. You still go down there thinking, yes, the boys are going to do a bit. And unfortunately, they never quite come up with anything. But I'm sure they will eventually.
England came closest to winning a second World Cup in 1990. A magical run to the semi-finals ending in agony, losing to West Germany on penalties. Nick Goodwin was one of many fans left heartbroken and still remembers it.
I think the whole country cried during that time. I felt anger, frustration, the injustice of the penalties. And again, we suffered the same thing in Euro 96, again at the semi-final stage. So it was, just a history repeating itself.
England failed to win a game at the last World Cup in Brazil, but the Three Lions have received a favourable draw for the group stage in Russia in June. They will face Belgium, Panama and Tunisia. Martin Lee Wood has his hopes up again, dreaming of quarterfinals and semi-finals.
You've got to get through that. And then just the semis. A semis or a quarters, that'd be nice. Quarters, you're buzzing by that stage. You're down to the last few.
Marcus Rashford, Raheem Sterling, Dele Alli and Harry Kane are among those currently starring in the English Premier League. Sydney fan Mick Ford says he believes this team could be the one that ends England's 52-year World Cup drought.
I think this team is actually probably the better team we've got at the moment, because the manager we've got is decent and he's actually going for the young guns rather than just playing the old people and keep playing them out all the time. So I reckon we've got more of a chance than we ever had, to be fair.
England begins its World Cup campaign against Tunisia on June the 19th. Adrian Arciulli, SBS World News.